Law enforcement in Milwaukee has been trying to tackle the issue of human trafficking. It's hard to gauge the magnitude of the problem, but a study from the Medical College of Wisconsin hints at the scope. Researchers documented more than 180 confirmed cases of trafficking involving people 25 years old and younger from 2013 through 2016. Advocates for victims believe the number is actually much higher. U.S. Attorney Matthew Krieger is trying to shed light on the issue. He told the crowd Tuesday that the community needs more awareness and understanding to solve the problem. WUWM's Mayan Silver reports.
Human trafficking has two forms, sex trafficking and labor trafficking. The crime is defined as the use of force, fraud, or coercion to get someone to perform labor or services, or to get an adult to exchange sex for money. If a minor is exchanging sex for money, the crime is considered trafficking even without the use of force, fraud, or coercion. U.S. Attorney Matthew Krieger of the Eastern District of Wisconsin says federal law views human trafficking as a contemporary form of slavery.
It's a horrific crime, particularly because it involves the exploitation of another human being's liberty and inflicts lasting damage to its victims.
Krieger's office investigates and prosecutes human trafficking offenses, and he is taking time to educate the public. In a speech at the Rotary Club of Milwaukee yesterday, Krieger said both sex and labor trafficking are hard to detect and underreported. He says that's in part because traffickers control their victims by instilling a mix of fear and loyalty. Krieger told the audience that there's a lot of misconceptions about the crime, including that it requires moving a victim from one place to another.
We are selling a human being's labor or services or sex acts, and it does not necessarily require transportation.
Krieger says other misconceptions, that victims are people who've come to the U.S. from other countries. He said that is more likely in cases of labor trafficking because it's easier to exploit people if they don't have legal immigration status. But he notes that anyone with a vulnerability can be trafficked. Krieger says another misconception is that trafficking is only occurring in other countries or larger cities or near the U.S.-Mexico border.
It's also occurring right here in Milwaukee, throughout the state, suburban and rural areas. It's happening in our own backyard.
Krieger also addressed Milwaukee's reputation as a hub for human trafficking. He says the label is not necessarily accurate if we're talking about the places with the most trafficking. But he adds that the city has been home to crime families that have passed on the means and culture of sex trafficking from one generation to another. And he says a book written by a Milwaukee sex trafficker contributes to the city's reputation for the crime.
On his sort of methods of recruiting and grooming and trafficking victims. And that book, he somehow was able to get published and has become notorious among traffickers around the country, which has helped raise Milwaukee's profile among traffickers. It's horrific.
Krieger says he doesn't want to overstate the problem. He also doesn't want to downplay it.
Again, hear me, though, in saying that it absolutely exists in our backyards.
Krieger suggests training sessions to be held for the public, in places like schools and workplaces, so people know how to recognize the signs of trafficking. He also wants the public to learn not to treat the victims as though they're the guilty ones. Krieger says the victims have been taken advantage of, and they deserve access to services like substance abuse treatment, mental health treatment, and housing.
We recently had a case in which victims were recovered from their trafficker, and the shortage of housing for women in Milwaukee was a real problem, where we had to put the victims up in hotels as a short-term solution.
Krieger adds that victims need a safe place to live so they don't have to return to the trafficker. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
If you missed Mayan Silver's series on human trafficking earlier this year, you can find it on WUWM.com.